The Bureau takes in about $120,000 from two federal grants each year. For the past 3 years, the county has had about $15,000 left over from those grants. But instead of paying the money back right then, as required by grant guidelines, the Bureau kept the money and spent it. Sarah Borden, office manager at the Youth Services Bureau, says the problem is a bookkeeping error, but also admits altering the numbers on the books had become standard procedure when she started managing one of those grants in 2008.
The individual who was training me to do this said that since our cash on hand is always zero, that we should put in whatever numbers it took to make that equal zero.
But County Commissioner Mark Stoops says inaccurate accounting took place in more than one office. He questions whether records were kept correctly in the commissioner's office, acknowledging he knows some mistakes were made by the past auditor.
There were issues in the auditor's office with how the money was flowing through the account because the auditor at the time was shifting funds around to make up money in other accounts that weren't even related to the runaway grant.
Stoops says currently the county can account for $15,000 of the nearly $44,000, but officials will have to start sifting through hard copy records in order to figure out the rest. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.